Tu croyais toutes les chansons avant Mendigo, c'était des histoires. Lui, elle a passé dans sa vie, lui. Je connais beaucoup, il a aimé les types de robes courtes.
Il y en avait qui étaient des vraies histoires.
C'est
il y en avait d'autres qui étaient
pas trop
dans
vrai.
La tête d'avant Mendigo.
I tell you what that song did to me the very first time I was listening to KRVS. Incidentally, who's one of the sponsors here. But I was listening to it one morning, and I was, you know, moving around and listening to Cajun music, and that song come up, and I just stopped dead in my tracks, and I had to listen to the whole song. So, and that's a compliment. I love that song. I've been loving it ever since. It's got a good beat to it.
It's got a good beat.
If only you could get a drummer to follow you.
Well, yeah.
You know, damn.
Incidentally, it's been redone by bands in Europe even.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, yeah. It's because it's got a good melody and it's a good dance dance song. The old-fashioned two-step is coming up next.
Can you imagine?
Old-fashioned two-step. I like that me. I might have asked you this before, and I forgot. So you started playing when you were really young. You stole somebody's accordion so you could play.
Kind of, sort of, yeah. I was 10 years old.
10 years old.
10 years old, and was told by my older brother before he left to go to the Great Lakes, do his 7 months or 6 months of boot camp, 3 months of boot camp. Don't touch the accordion.
That was like telling Paul Dago, you can have it.
Yeah, don't touch the accordion because you're going to break it. And as soon as he left,
C'était foutu.
Oh yeah. As soon as I left, within I think 3 weeks, I was playing a few tunes and
wow.
Mom and dad, you know, told whatever. You know, good parents would tell that kid. And I'm sure it was terrible, but I mean, it was some little bitty tunes. So they kept telling me how great it was. And that's the only inspiration that I needed to keep playing.
So what is your brother doing now?
He's the same brother that doing the work at my daughter's house in Brobridge. he did learn to play.
Oh, he did?
But just never was as passionate about it,
as you were.
I was.
It's probably because he told you not to touch it.
Probably so.
I've got a broken heart.
Yes, an old, is it right, Mark? Cleveland crochet tune? Who?
Junior Muto.
Yeah,
Junior Muto on him put that out.
Wow. You got me, brother. I thought I knew them all.
As matas me trevem, assim se manu, a prinja me chete tia e tua te. Quando disse monacos, onesse pari, e se por sa hoje pinge carcasse.
Jeune cœur cassé, yeah, and you're right. It's back in the day, there was two waltzes real close to one another, and that was one of them. And La Vase Chagrin with Shorty LeBlanc, and let me tell you, those are some knockout songs. Both of those very similar. The chords are the same. The words are a little different. I should have known what it was because I got it on my last CD as well.
If you don't like it, you got a problem.
That's right.
You got a problem.
It's one of the favorite songs that we play when we're out there, one of the dance songs and the jam session as well. Knock Ed Wood.
Knock Edward.
Oh, Edward. Okay. Knock Edward. So, it's one of your real uncles? No, it's not Candy.
No, his real uncle is Doris Mutt, man.
I'm sorry?
Doris Mutt.
Made that song. Knock Edward.
Is his real uncle.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Well, that's where he gets the bloodline then.
That's it,
man. That's where it's at. Okay, Paul, you ready?
No, because I forgot how it goes.
Welcome to the club, T. We can do it. We can do Ropes and Spurs until you get it if you want.
Oh, hell no. We're going to do a church, Carl Jan from Church Point.
I see it right there. Come here by that microphone, right there. Mr. Ken Smith on the on that wonderful fiddle on that song there. I tell you, it was amazing. Ken, why don't you tell the people, what do you do for a living?
I own a music is it on?
Here.
Use this one.
I own a music store in Kinder called B&K Music, and I started playing in family jam sessions when I was about 9 years old. I'm a third-generation fiddle player from the Smith side of my family, and I grew up playing music with Wallace Cheese Reed on the Mamou Highway.
Wow, Wallace Cheese Reed.
Yes, and also jammed with Dewey Balfour in the early years and played with Voorhees Connor and people like that. Knew a lot of the old great masters and continued to play. And actually, Mr. Reed introduced me to a style of fiddle music called contest style fiddle music, which was old hold downs and rags and waltzes and tunes like that. So I traveled all over the country with my daddy that plays guitar, and we played fiddle contests for many years too. So I always played fiddle contests, jammed with Cajun bands, and you know, played all kinds of different styles of fiddle.
I remember I got a hold of Cheese Reed's one of his first albums, and was totally amazed at the range of his voice. His vocals were unbelievable, and so I'm trying to think of the song, but I did one of his songs. I'm trying to think of it. It's one of the first ones I made, so I can't remember. But
yeah.
So what's the name of your
the music store is B&K Music. It's been there, I think I'm in my 31st year. I started it when I was about 20.
And that's where now?
In Kinder, Louisiana.
So, his music speaks for itself. Been playing Cajun music all his life, and I tell you, that last song, there might have been a fiddle player that can play it as well as that. I can guarantee you one thing, there's nobody that can play any better than that. Did we remember how the song went, or we're going to select another one?
We're going to do the ropes and the spurs, and the cowboy waltz, then we're going to do the other.
We're going to jump on the horse with the spurs, and then we're going to...
suddenly remember how the other one goes.
Okay, me cabe mis apron. We'll be right back. My Rope and My Spurs. I think the best rendition of that song there was Robert Bertrand when he did it way back when. And I think everybody wanted to record it after that. One of the great vocalists and fiddle players out there. So we're going to do Knock Edward now. I don't know if you noticed or not, but Paul had a flat on the last accordion. One of those buttons come completely off of that accordion.
And blew it up, he pumped it.
Oh, yeah. Nothing like losing a button while you're playing.
We were talking about you're not being able to remember the song. How about in the middle of the song when you forget how it goes? That was really terrible. You have no other excuse, you know? Of course, it never happened to me. You know,
I think it's happened to everybody.
I think it has. Knock it down.
Et bon danseur, non qui doit être courtiseur. À son histoire, il va voir qu'on a coincé et arrivé.
Paul Daigle and Cajun Go. Please remember, folks, that this program is sponsored in part by the Eastern National, a non-profit organization that provides quality educational products and services to America's national parks and other public trust. Please support those guys as they support us as well. I know the song when you hear the name of the song. Well, I think I know it. And then when you start playing it. Yeah, I know that. I've been singing that. I sang that song 100 years ago. So, back in the day when Cajun Gold was hot and heavy, you know, they decided to take a little sabbatical probably not too many years ago and kind of took a little vacation. But I remember, Paul, you were playing everywhere. What was the most time you played a week? You probably played 5 days a week. You played that many, you think?
I don't know if we ever played 5 days a week, but my God, it sure seemed like it. Well, Monday night... Monday night, Monday night was, we were off. Tuesday, no, we weren't. Monday and Tuesday night, we practiced. Wednesday night, we played at Billy's Airs. Thursday night, we had off. And then Friday night, we played again. Saturday night, we played again. And the Sundays were always kind of optional.
Yeah, depending on the festival.
We always hated to play on Sundays. I don't know, a lot of you guys like to go out on Sundays and dance. But Sundays were always the dreaded day.
Play. Is that right? Yeah.
I never did like playing on Sundays.
And then most you were talking about this just regular gigs, so we're not talking about the festivals that came up on Saturday
the festivals,
and Sunday, you know
So you know, there was always something, you know, coming up, cancel a gig here and there to do a festival.
But
sometimes there was a festival and a dance.
Yes. I talked to a guy the other day, played 3 gigs in one day.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, sure.
It happens.
Gotta love it. I was with Cheryl today at the jam session, like I said, and she had played this morning for the Federation of the Blind this morning at 10 o'clock for 2 hours. And then she came to the jam and played 3 hours. And then she's playing tonight at La Poussière for 4 hours. So I said...
Oh, she's got a good heart.
She got good fingers, too.
She's got a good heart.
Yeah, so yeah, she does. My friend, she's probably... Well, I don't know. No, she's probably started already, so I'm just going to tell her hi later. So what we're going to do, we're going to do the Doucet One Step.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
All right, let's do it. Thank you. Yes, sir. Cajun Gold, Paul Dago, Mark Lachelet, Ken Smith, and Vernon Bergeron on drums back there. I remember the very first time I heard Cajun Gold. It was they have a festival, the Conquera something in Grand Coteau. It's I'm not saying it right because
La Pavillon.
Something
dance club that didn't make it over, and it was in Grand Coteau.
Yes, but this was a festival. T-Boy, you can help me out on that. It was like Conquera, the festival in Grand Coteau. They had a big event. Well, anyway, and it could be, but I remember I went over there and listened to Mark Savoie, and I didn't know who Paul Dago was until after that day. And I remember you saying, I walked by you, and then I said, I'm Ray Landry. And he said, well, I'm Paul Dago. And you told me, man, I sure wish they wouldn't have put me in back of Mark Savoie. I said, but I was impressed. I was equally impressed with your music and the ability for you to play as well as Mark. Back in the day, Mark was one of my favorites. And
He's everybody's favorite.
He still is.
Yeah, if you don't like Mark Savoie's playing, you got a problem.
Oh, sure. I agree. He's just... I went to Festival International à Lafayette. He just passé deux semaines passé, and it was the Savoie family band. I am amazed at his composure on the bandstand. He played like the Perrodin two-step. And he's playing... And right after, he hears the last note, he puts the accordion on his lap. And he waits until his turn again. And everybody's jumping up inside and everything. He picks up the accordion and starts playing again.
I can't handle that.
You got to move like the rest, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to try to do the Mardi Gras jig. Is that what we're going to do?
That's going to be our last one for the night?
No, we probably... Well, unless you want to make it last for 7 minutes, but we could actually...
We got to fit. Let's do... If there's not a waltz, let's do La Valse de la Vie.
La Valse de la Vie, more sure.
Mardi Gras jig.
That's good. I'm glad. Let's do that.
Closure.
Good.
You know, I can never forget where I came from, and had it not been for Varman Daigle and his music, wouldn't be here today.
That's right.
Wouldn't be here today. So I owe so much to Varman Daigle's music that have put me where I'm at today. It's a...
You know, he's probably in here listening to you, Paul.
I can never forget where I came from.
Good.
So many musicians have, and their loss.
And La Valse de la Vie, one of Varman Daigle's excellent songs.
Come
Okay, Mardi Gras jig.